Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and looked and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abram called the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Does God will suffering? Does God will suffering? I remember years ago, I was a doctrinal reviewer for Concordia Publishing House, and a book came to me for review. And it said repeatedly, "God does not will suffering." And I thought of Jesus' words in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thine be done." Did God will the suffering of Christ? Absolutely. I was in the Asian Indian Ocean after the tsunami, and traveling around India, I found many, many people distraught and sad about the loss of loved ones and the great destruction, mass graves. But there was almost no expression of sort of existential crisis. Why would God allow these thousands to die? Both Islam and Hinduism believe that it simply happens because people deserve it. Karma in the case of Hinduism. Christians struggle much more with how could a loving God cause things to happen so randomly, apparently, to so many. Genesis has something to say for us. This chapter 22 is famously commented upon by Martin Luther, and his words are just extraordinary. He says, because Abraham is the foremost and greatest among the holy patriarchs, he truly endures patriarchal trials. And he says right up front that God contradicts himself. The verb to tempt must be particularly noted, for it is not put here needlessly, nor should it be treated as coldly as James does. You know, he didn't like James. That's another story. When James declares that nobody's tempted by God. For here Scripture states plainly that Abraham was actually tempted by God himself, not concerning a woman, gold, silver, death, or life, but concerning a contradiction of Holy Scripture. Here God is clearly contradicting himself. For how do these two statements agree? Through Isaac shall your descendants be named, Genesis 21. And take your son and sacrifice him. He does not say that some bandit would come and secretly carry off his son, for in that case, Abraham could have continued to have a hope concerning the life and return of his son. But he himself is commanded to do the slaying, evidently in order that he may have no doubt that Isaac has actually been killed. There's a contradiction with which God contradicts himself. And Luther says, it cannot be resolved, much less by Abraham. So what did Abraham do? What did we do when it appears that God is against God? That we have promises that he loves us and cares for us and will take care of us and guard us and not give us too much to bear. And yet, we suffer. We die. It's a strange work, Luther says, that God is doing with us in suffering. But it's his work. It's the strange work of the law that drives us to him. He reminds us of Job. Though he slay me, I will yet hope in him. It happens, this suffering happens, sent by God, that we may rely on the promise. Hold to the promise. I am baptized. One must act similarly in all other trials. Wherever we experience the opposition of a promise, we should maintain with assurance that when God shows himself differently from the way the promise speaks, this is merely a temptation. Therefore, we should not allow this staff of the promise to be wrested from our hands. Hold to the promise. And these temptations don't happen so that God would learn whether we truly trust in him or not. Luther says they happen so that we may learn that we trust in God. And so it is in this life. Why do I believe, though I don't see it in my life often? I have a promise. Does God will suffering? Not my will, but thine be done. He willed that the lamb, not the ram, but the lamb suffer in your stead. He willed the crucifixion. He willed the suffering, the pain, the wailing, He willed it. He willed it, and it looked like just the opposite to all the world, and for all the world, to the apostles and the women. But he willed it because of the promise. And you have that promise. Never will he forsake you or leave you. Nothing shall snatch you out of his hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.